As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's gobble.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. I want to thank today's sponsor, Smart Cups. Smart Cups are our favorite energy boost. We love these things. If you guys watch our Instagram stories, we can't live without them. We order them in bulk. They're basically these really amazing energy drinks. All you do is add water. And I'm telling you, you have to try these. So I have a discount code. It's smartcups.com. You can use the code Mallory20 and you can get a discount. More to come on Smart Cups, but just wanted to mention them in the beginning. And thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. This is officially my first podcast as a mother of two. You guys have been listening to some podcasts the past couple weeks. Those were ones that I literally recorded like 2 days before I gave birth. And I'm here to tell you that being a parent of two is honestly, like, while it is a roller coaster, it's fairly manageable if you set things up correctly. Now, what makes it amazing is that Shepherd, which is my little boy's name, if you guys are just listening to the podcast for the first time, you know, I had a really crazy pregnancy with him and an even crazier birth. Just a little in a nutshell of my birth story before I get on to today's podcast topic. So we went in to deliver him. I had a C-section with Ford 17 months ago. So I had another C-section, went in to deliver him. The C-section was just kind of crazy. They couldn't get him out. They had to use that suction, finally got him out. He was like almost 9 pounds at 37 and a half weeks. So thank goodness they took him when they did. But something happened, like they thought with my bladder during the process, and they had to call over a specialist. And I was literally on the table for like almost 2 hours, and it was scary. But as you know, as parents, like, you can handle the scary stuff that involves you. However, when they cut the umbilical cord, because I had gestational diabetes, his sugar went crazy. And long story short, he had to go to the NICU, which was heartbreaking.
in a million different ways. And if you are a NICU parent, I cannot imagine like what you've gone through. If you had to have your child in there for longer than I did, it was just like such an unnatural thing, like having my baby taken away from me and put into the NICU for 2 days. He got to come back into our room like the day before we left, luckily with us. But it was just, it was a really crazy journey, but he is the most precious angel. And I love having two boys. We didn't find out what we were having. And it was just such an amazing surprise to have, you know, two little boys within 17 months. And it's really like the beginning of an amazing journey. And I know that. And, you know, when you get home from the hospital or when you get through any life-altering experience, whether it be birth, whether it be like trauma, whether it be some amazing thing like a wedding or, you know, you get your dream job, whatever it is, I feel like after that event is over and you're kind of on the other side of it and you are moving your life forward like with this change or whatever it is that's happened, things happen like in your mind, you shift. I feel like I become like a new version of myself every time I go through something like that. And I always try and better myself or look at the things that I struggle with or that are challenges for me and try and better those things. So I know I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but there's this book. So there's this book called Hands Free Mama, and it's by an author called Rachel Macy Stafford. I'm actually having her on the podcast soon. But whenever I finally started taking showers again, I turned that book on, and it was such an amazing, beautiful, timed, like, wake-up call in a way. And it's literally changed my life as a parent. It's changed my journey as a spouse. It's changed my journey as a daughter. And some of these things that I have chosen to bring into my life have been so, like, altering and so important that I decided to do a quick podcast today on that. And a lot of times my podcasts are, you know, teaching moments that I feel like I've been taught on the journey of life. Some of them are like wake up calls. Some of them are things I'm struggling with. This is going to kind of embody all of those things. And I want to try and keep it short today because I really want you to like reflect on your own like present and see what from this, you know, can apply to you. So this book is all about like distracted living and the whole like message of living fully and this brand that I've kind of become, it's based on, you know, living a life well. And I do talk a lot about relationships and how important they are, how important it is to like bring the right ones into your life, how important it is to be intentional about the ones that are already in your life, whether it's with a child or a spouse or a significant other or a friend or a parent, whoever it is that's important in your life. And a lot of times just with the busyness and the chaos of life, you just get to living and going through the everyday motions with whoever it is or whatever you're doing. And it becomes this rat race a little bit. And we live in a culture where we are so plugged into our devices and other people's lives. And that can be a really great thing because it can be a resource to so much good, but can also just be just that, a distraction. And, you know, for all the bad that social media can be, like I said, there's a lot of good, but distraction I'm going to put in another category. Because distraction, while it could be good, it could be bad, it takes you away from the things that really are living life. And that is what, when I listened to some of the things, whenever I was listening to this book on Audible, I just started thinking of a lot of the things that I've learned in my own life and patterns that I've seen. And when social media came around, like how it shifted my life and my relationships and the way that I like sit on a couch with another person. And it's not only social media. It is like checking work emails. It can be cleaning the house. It can be literally anything. I talked about in a podcast recently with Jessica Turner. She has this concept that she talks about when you're juggling glass balls and rubber balls. And she says life is like this juggling act. And there are things in life that are glass balls and there are things in life that are rubber balls. So rubber balls can be dropped and dropped and dropped and they're just going to bounce back. It's not going to like crack them and make permanent damage forever. And then glass balls, you drop them once, you know, maybe they crack, you drop them again, they crack a little more, pieces start like cracking off. Eventually those glass balls are going to shatter. And she talks about how in life we can confuse what are rubber balls and what are glass balls. And she says sometimes we treat our family members like rubber balls and we drop them and we treat our like household chores or social media or, you know, just these incessant to-do lists like glass balls. And I had a realization. I was like, oh my gosh, I do that sometimes. I say, hang on, I'll play with you just right after I finish this laundry or right after I do these dishes or right after I pick up our living room, because my space is important to me and it helps me be in a good frame of mind and like feel together. But that piece of that was a wake-up call. So she talks about how like we confuse those things. And I really love that, and I think about that a lot. Treat your family and the things and the relationships in your life like glass balls. Don't keep dropping those. Don't keep putting those at the end of your to-do list.
Okay, I know we are coming into back-to-school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back-to-school time, and this is one of my secrets for back-to-school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/ today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/ today. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to 3 young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now 2, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
And speaking of to-do lists, so a whole part of this concept is, are you a person that at the beginning of the day you create this mile-long to-do list and you are just bound and determined to check everything off that to-do list and you don't look your spouse or your friend in the eye when you're talking to them because you're like, oh, I just got to do this one more thing. Or you don't play with your child that's asking you for the 50th time to read a book because you're just like, oh, let me do this one more thing. Well, those are the things that I'm talking about. And life and living like a real life is locking eyes with your spouse or significant other or friend or parent and having a conversation with them on the couch, not like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. You're talking with your mouth, but you're not like truly locked into life and relationships and all of these things because you're distracted. And I just feel like for me, making a really conscious effort to set aside those distractions and lock back into my own life has been totally life-changing for me. And I'm usually pretty good at that, but still, like, I was hanging on to things. So it's just so funny. Like, you know, you get in the car and I hope you're not texting and driving, but let's face it, like, some people still are, or you're a passenger in a car and you are totally distracted by whatever it is that you're incessantly like scrolling through or looking at, that you can't even have a locked in conversation with the person that's in the car with you. That's like an easy place to start not living this kind of distracted lifestyle. And I want you to watch how that parent or friend or spouse, whoever it is, how they start responding to you when you truly put away the distractions and lock in and have a conversation. It will transform your relationships. It will transform your life. And I'm truly confident of that. And, you know, there was this one part that I was reading in this book that like really, really, it hit home for me. And like, I felt so sad for this person that wrote this in the pit of my stomach. But she started this blog. I guess that was kind of the premise for this book. There was this 60-something-year-old lady that either sent an email or commented on her blog that said, I wish that I would have read this book. I wish that I would have known this when I was raising my children, because now it's too late. And I feel that I was doing so many things in my life that weren't important now that I look back on them. And she said, while her relationship with her children and her spouse, they're good, They're nothing like they could have been. She wonders how they could have been if she had truly chosen to live a life less distracted. And that was 60-something years ago. Can you imagine how much different the moms today with all these distractions, or the people today with all these distractions, how their life is going to look 60 years from now? This is a wake-up call. This was, like I said, a wake-up call to me, but this is that wake-up call to you, that if you are living a distracted lifestyle, I want you to really try and be intentional this week about looking away from those distractions and looking at the human beings and the life in front of you, because that is going to really and truly change your life. So I would like to once again thank our sponsor of this podcast, Smart Cups. As parents now of two, we are definitely drinking a lot of Smart Cups in our house. So if you guys have not followed me for a while, or if you've been following me for a while, we talk about these all the time. We were ordering these like crazy for like the past year and a half, and now they're sponsoring the podcast, and I love this company. I love this product. It's basically an energy drink. You don't crash from it. It's zero calories, zero carbs, zero sugar. They are life-changing for us in our home. So if you haven't tried them, just take my word for it and try them. They have a lot of new things that are actually coming out here in the near future, and some kids drinks, not energy drinks, obviously, some vitamin drinks and stuff. So be on the lookout for some content around that. But you guys can go to smartcups.com, enter the code Mallory20 for a discount, and you guys have to try them if you haven't tried them. So thanks so much to Smart Cups for sponsoring this podcast. You know, there was this quote that someone like recently mentioned, or maybe I had read it in the book, and I really love it because I think a lot of times in life we beat ourselves up about the past. And if you're a person that's like, oh my gosh, I have a 10-year-old child, or if you're a person that's like, I've been married to my spouse for 5 years and I've wasted so much time, I've been distracted, like I've ruined everything. Like, I have a child that's only 1-something years old, and I'm like, even though I'm a very present parent, I feel like there are definitely times where I could have been a better, more present parent. And I never, ever want anyone to beat themselves up. Although I think that sometimes like a little bit of guilt over the past, it can be a good thing because it can project you like into the future doing things better and making changes that need to be made. But, you know, there's this quote that talks about like how it says, one day at a time, this is enough. Do not look back and grieve over the past, for it is gone. And don't be troubled about the future, for it has yet to come. Live in the present and make it so beautiful that it will be worth remembering. And that's Ida Scott Taylor is the lady that is responsible for that amazing quote. But the past is the past. So like having a little bit of, oh man, I did that wrong. I wish I would have done it different. Like I said, that is a good thing. But dwelling on it to where it affects the present moment, that is where it's going to be unhealthy. That's where it's going to be something that doesn't allow you to make positive changes in the present. But, you know, I've heard that so many times, like live in the moment, live in the present, meditate and do this and do that. But whenever I applied it to this, it really like hit home in a different way. So I'm really trying not to think about the times that I've been distracted, that I've not locked into these beautiful things that are in front of me. I'm really trying to, in the present, continue to create a life that is truly beautiful, because this is the stuff that makes up life. These relationships and looking a person in the eye when you talk to them, or, you know, reading a book, like I said, for the 50th time with a child. These are the things that make up your life. And I just don't want anyone listening to these podcasts to let life pass them by being distracted, because I feel like it's so easy to do. And even for people that are good people that are really intentional about their lives, you can just fall into it so easily. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that on today's podcast, because it's been something that I've really been working on in my own life, and something that I feel like, you know, a lot of times I have to give like 10 tips or 10 tools to do something. The only thing that you have to do with this whole like distracted living thing is realize what the distractions are in your life and put them down and lock into the life that is in front of you. And that's my challenge to you guys for the week. It's been something that I've been applying, like I said, in these few weeks that we've been living life with a new baby. It's something that I've been applying in my own life, and it's been something that's been so transformative that I put aside the other podcast that I wanted to record today, and I recorded this one because it was a really, really powerful thing when I heard people talking about it, and I think it will be a powerful thing for you guys. So I want to thank everybody for listening to this short podcast today, and I've got a bunch of really amazing podcasts coming up and some really amazing people coming on to the podcast, and I really, really appreciate your reviews and everything that you guys leave and all of your support of this podcast. It's been, I think, probably a bigger light in my life and blessing to me than it even is to all of you. So I greatly appreciate that. And I thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.